Ode to a Whore by Mamoni Resom Goswami. People say that I excel in making wine. I can turn the wine which is brewed today 100 years old. It can make people frenzied and wild, wine that I brew. Drinking, I too am constantly intoxicated. My fleshy breasts now sleeps like a dead river, intoxicated. I now can turn this river into a sharp weapon. The wine I brew knows how to make songs from stone, songs from ashes. People despair to discover my mystery. They smash their heads against walls, iron pillars. They scream, "Ah, what is this boon the heavens bestow upon her path?" How do I say the way I have brewed this mellow wine? I have lain fainted in the dark hall of sorrow. In agony I have whipped my own flesh and have drunk my own blood. I couldn't take off my clothes in front of my lovers, and I had 100 lovers. Yet I remained a virgin. The women from the other bank of the river scream, "You are a sinner. You will earn a leper's death." My body, which is like the supple bodies of Barali fish that dance with the waves of the Red River, my breasts, the Saramati peak of the Tunseng Valley, my Makela is like the branches of rhododendron which bloom in the Satoi Ranges. The women from the other bank of the river spit their venom. O hunted woman, let your body become a feast for worms. The ladies with white hair from the other bank of the river cry out with many voices. O women, don't gouge at her flesh. Who knows, those men who remain like your immediate shadow would have tried the silky skin of their own daughters. Who knows? Who knows? Wise men say, whores are the generals of the wars. Like rivers, they lay their traps. Like mountains, they protect the innocent souls. O women, abide by the songs of the monk. Don't gouge at the flesh of whores. They know unknown travelers and murky hunters. Yes, wise men say, that whores are the weary generals of the wars. My body turned into a skeleton. My skin swung loosely on the bones like the hide of a beast strung up by a butcher on a long post to dry. The demon of misery and sorrow looking for my heart raked my body with its nails. Suddenly, I discovered the art of making wine. I could ford this river of separation which flows in the guise of human life, which has kept in its bosom those ancient maps of the kingdoms burnt into ashes, came floating the golden pitcher from the pages of Samhitas and from the wombs of the Upanishadas. The heavenly voice cries out, "O lady with the heavy breasts, open! Open the lid." Many days and many nights I brewed wine to the open lids of the golden pitcher which came from the womb of the Upanishadas. Alas, I failed. Drinking made me wild. Only failures drink like a fish. Suddenly, the lid opened. Standing on the other side of the river, I saw the glittering shards of my wine glasses scattered in 1,000 pieces.